from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
How about the Dolphins? Let's shift gears here because they start the season Sunday. They don't have an easy schedule, really, at the start or the end of the season. Like, we were looking at it. So, first game, Sunday, Trevor Lawrence, Jags. It's kind of a low-key difficult game. I think they're better than Jacksonville, but I think it's kind of a low-key difficult game. What are you expecting out of the gate here from the Fins?
Well, I'm not worried about the offense. I'll say that. Even if you go down the line of the roster and say, well, they only have four wide receivers, there's no Odell Beckham. Yeah, but they've got so many fast weapons at different positions that we're watching Jonnu Smith do work out of the backfield, you know, there in camp in the preseason. I'm confident Mike McDaniel that he'll just get the ball to his weapons any way he knows how. Just get him as many weapons as you can, which they've done, and he'll figure out the rest. Defensively, to me, that's where, like, the big question mark is. I know it's probably been beaten to death, but obviously the injuries at outside linebacker, Jalen Ramsey, you know, he's iffy if he's going to play. To me, that's where you wonder, oh, do the Dolphins have to score 35 points every week through the first, you know, month of the season until everyone gets healthy, or can that defense hold up?
Hey, you mentioned Jonnu Smith. We talked about this on the show this week because we watched the segment that you did, the feature on him at FIU. It was really good. Do you think he's going to be a significant piece of the offense for the Miami Dolphins? And did he really play an entire half with a torn ACL? Because we were talking about that on the air. And that seems almost impossible.
So when we were doing that segment, he was – so I'll break it down this way. We're basically breaking up the interview from football to, like, his life at school there. And we're on the football field. And we never got into that. And then, like, when we were driving over to the student union, he was telling me about how that happened. I was like, okay, well, I have to ask him about this now. So I had to bring it back. So, yeah, and I don't think, you know, he didn't play. I don't think he ended up playing, obviously, the rest of the year after that. But in terms of him being a weapon for the Dolphins, I mean, he was one of the, if not the highest yards after catch tight ends in the league last year. And, you know, him coming over here is not an accident. They've had such little production from the tight end position. I just think that the opportunities are there. And because maybe we haven't seen Mike McDaniel use a tight end in the Dolphins offense, that maybe there's a little unknown from defenses trying to prepare for those guys. Because, again, you see Julian Hill, who's a big body guy and who can lower their shoulder and do all, like, the typical, you know, traditional tight end stuff. And then you've got this guy who's a little bit smaller but tough as hell and can just run like the wind. I don't know if it's necessarily – Jonnu Smith, who maybe has, like, a big year, but I just think the tight end room in general ends up taking a step forward. Is it spread out a little bit? I think so. I don't think it ends up being just one guy.
And to go back to the defense, because I'm with you there, I think Mike McDaniel is going to figure it out. And it's very cute they named Jonnu a fullback, also a tight end. And we were talking about how, like, that's schematic, where now you don't know where he's going to be and all. And, you know, we know that Mike McDaniel guru offensive stuff. But on the defensive side of the ball, something we're not talking about is something passionate to me, Mike, the linebackers. Yeah. Where we can score all the points we want, but are we going to be able to stop the run? Are those backers? We have a great corner we just paid a bunch of money to. I believe in all our safeties, but, like, our linebackers can get caught in the washing machine by some of these slot receivers and tight ends in this league. Are we set at linebacker? Are we good? Because I haven't seen anything in camp that just made me say, oh, okay, we're good to go at linebacker.
Well, if you're looking at the outside linebackers, that's where I think there's more concern, just because of the health issues, right? But then you go to the middle, and you're talking about David Long. He had such a big year last year, and leading the team in tackles. And that goes under the radar. Right. And how does that go in the radar that this new guy comes in and ends up leading your team in tackles? Yeah, that's part of the question marks on defense. And that's why I think that, like, you just don't know until you know. Right. It's the same thing with Miami, the Miami Hurricanes and Cam Ward. You weren't sure until you saw it. And part of it is because it's a new defense, too. Like, Anthony Weaver's out there calling the plays now. It's his first opportunity as defensive coordinator. What does this look like? And to me, that's one of the more interesting, I think, topics heading into this game. And I think the fact that you're playing a Jags team that had some turnover at wide receiver and on their offense, it's, I don't want to say it's a good thing, but at least it's not like you're getting the Bills right out of the gate. You know, you're getting the Chiefs right out of the gate. You're not getting the Ravens right out of the gate. I think this is a good first test to just see maybe what your inefficiencies are.
How do you think Tom Brady's going to be as a broadcaster this year? I don't know what game he's on tomorrow. You okay? Sounded like a car was screeching there.
Yeah. Someone's racing my neighborhood. I think he has the Browns game, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? The Browns.
I think he's going to be as a broadcaster. I'm very intrigued.
I think he's going to be great. Everything I've seen so far with him kind of embracing social media and just even talking to the camera that way. I think he's going to be fantastic. The guy doesn't do anything poorly. And so why would I assume he would do this badly? True. I don't think he'd put himself out there if it was going to be a risk, if it was going to damage his, you know, his persona out there. This guy doesn't make mistakes, right? And I think that's what we're going to see come Sunday when he starts calling games.
Well, he did get divorced, Mike.
That's true. He didn't do marriage great.
Well, you know.
Yeah, but I mean,
twice
statistically. You know, he threw a couple interceptions in his career as well.
You know? No, I think he's all. What about you watch Belichick? Belichick's actually good. You watch him on Instagram?
Yeah, I was wondering, are we boycotting inside the NFL, or are we allowed to comment what we saw from Bill Belichick on Inside the NFL?
No, we can comment.
You know, Crowder lost his job on Inside the NFL for Belichick. They got rid of Crowder and they hired Belichick. No,
did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got fired on my day off, Mike.
He's been haunting you since 2005, huh?
They said I was stealing boxes. They ain't getting me, okay?
How are you going to get fired on your day off? I saw Belichick. You pivoted.
Crowder,
you pivoted. I saw a clip of him on Inside the NFL because now they preview the games instead of reacting to the games, and he was like super on it. Like it was a little segment about Caleb Williams, and I think Ryan Clark was saying, "Yeah, he's super looked great in preseason." Belichick just goes, "He didn't look good at all. He was 10 of 20. Wasn't very accurate. He had some nice plays that drew attention, but I didn't think he was very good." I was like, wow, that's like that. Yeah.
So he's taking the contrarian route, huh? I like that. He's, you know, he's zigging when everyone's
I think he just sees it differently. That, like, we look at a splashy play and we don't care about the plays that he missed beforehand. And we're like, wow, look at how good Caleb Williams looks. And Belichick's watching every play and going, and he's got the photographic memory. And he's like, nah, guy was 10 of 20.
Well, I mean, but let's also – Belichick is also used to, like, the statue-esque quarterback, right? The guy that just stands back there. So Caleb Williams probably isn't his cup of tea when it comes to, like, the style of QB play. So maybe he doesn't like that, you know? But Caleb, I mean, maybe that's – but also, I mean, he knows a lot more about football than I do, so I'll just shut up on that. On this, yeah, I mean,
you're taking a lot of issue here with a guy who's pretty good at knowing what makes good football.
I'm trying. I'm not finding it, but we're doing it in real time. I'm not finding it in real time.
It's weird. I think both of them are going to be good because now they don't have to worry about criticism or organizational stuff. They can just be themselves.
And Saban on College Game Day. What about him?
Saban's been great. I will say that. You know what? In fact, Saban, we mentioned Caleb Williams, Saban on Hard Knocks, I believe it was episode one, when he's talking to Eberflus and basically telling him how he should handle all the expectations around Caleb Williams. I thought that was fantastic. That may have been my favorite 5 minutes of Hard Knocks ever. I thought that was a tremendous way to start that series this year.
Hard Knocks was boring as hell this year. Oh, so bad.
Really?
But you want to
Pep over Drew Brees now. Saban, go sit down somewhere. This quarterback.
You want to share, Mike? Mike texted me last night because the NFL started last night. It's a big night for all of us. I broke my diet. I had deep dish pizza, but Mike texted me where he was and how he was preparing for the big game last night. Do you want to share with everyone?
How I prepare for every big game. You go right to the Fresh Market, your local Fresh Market, and you go to the Trail Mix Bar, and you just have a ball. You know, you pick a little of this, a little of that, write down your codes, and then, you know, head to the cash register and have a nice, healthy evening.
That's literally it. That's a picture. He texted me last night, big night tonight. And it says, hitting up the Trail Mix Bar at Fresh Market.
Are those liquor infused? What's the plan?
Yeah, you know, Crowder, I get a little wild, a little chocolate in there every once in a while. So, you know, we mix it up.
He begged me not to eat the pizza that I ate. Like, begged me. Don't do it. Don't
Well, because you showed me a picture of you working out, which I didn't
I worked out so that I could specifically eat some pizza last night.
That's not how that works.
Worked pretty well for me last night. That pizza was good.
Hulk looked good, though. You see him in a while, Mike? He's a good-looking dude now.
I chopped it down, Mike. I came back from Jersey Shore. I had gained 700 pounds, and a lot of people hadn't seen me. Yeah, my episode of 600 pound life is coming up. That's how they had to get me up to the apartment. One of those cranes. But I had an acai bowl for lunch, Mike. Got it right back on track.
See, just stay there.
Had an acai bowl for lunch today. I got it right back on track.
Crowder, he texts me every time he eats an acai bowl, and he always does it with a pun. He's like, "I'll see you later," you know? Like,
I do when he's coming on the show. Like, I go, "Acai, talk to you later."
Yeah.
Acai.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
come on, come on.
more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm going to the 10 Palms at Gulfstream Park tomorrow as a guest. They have the big buffet. Going with the Ticket Wizard and his wife, and Lori's coming with us. I am going all out. Mike, how do you do it a buffet? Because that 10 Palms buffet, like Gulfstream Park, some live horse racing going on. They got the buffet there. You're telling me that you wouldn't go into every little nook and cranny?
Well, it depends on what's in the buffet. Because I do eat a lot. So if it's like, you know, if it's a breakfast buffet, it's probably like 10 pounds of scrambled eggs. You know, but that's all I'll get. People will look at me weird because there's no pancakes, there's no waffles, there's no like sausage links on there. It's just straight eggs that I paid $100 for.
Get your money's worth of eggs.
He's getting his money's worth somehow. I'm at the sweets table. I'll mix it up. I'll take some ice right out the ice carving. I'm gonna get my money's worth.
This is the toughest time of the year for me because like. The media food typically pretty good, but like a lot of it will be like you know hot dogs or hamburgers, and so this is during the football season when you're at a stadium for 12 hours. It's a tough day. So you know T's and P's on Sundays.
You have your black coffee. You're good to go.
Yeah. That basically suppresses all the you know the years of trauma and hunger.
Mike Cugno, CBS4. Watch him on Dolphins Weekly Live and pray for his Seminoles. See you, Mike.
Bye, guys.
Mike Cugno there talking about Dolphins with us. And we roll on a Football Friday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.